Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, April the 6th of 2021. On this warm day here in the middle of Michigan, as it is up into the high 70s, and will be also tomorrow. But then after that, after tomorrow and Thursday, we go back to somewhat reality. I say somewhat because we're only dropping back to the 60s right now. Really, right now, we're supposed to be normally in the low 50s. Normally. As it is, like I said, April 6th, so it's supposed to be in like the low to mid-50s normally. But I want to welcome all of you listening to this program tonight, wherever you're listening from, however you've heard of this program. We're just so glad, whether it be word of mouth, whether it be you just tune in somehow, you heard about it. But I want to welcome all of you. And I want to give a special hello greeting to Honduras. Honduras, if you're listening, we have some Honduras listeners tonight, including someone who lives in the States here in the U.S. who is visiting there. So I want to say hello to those from Honduras that are listening, and also those from every other state, every other country and continent that is joining us. At one point I was told that we had every continent joining us. Every continent that is known to permanently sustain life had people joining us. What I mean by sustain life, I mean where people actually live there permanently. So, in other words, North America, South America, Europe, Africa, Asia, and Oceania, Australia. And, of course, Antarctica does not have any permanent population. And, of course, in Antarctica, there are no grocery stores, so everything is just delivered by plane or boat, which means you can't really permanently sustain life. That way. But anyhow, like I said, thank you all for joining us. And of course, what the Miracle Man Show is about, the reason we're called the Miracle Man Show is because I believe in a God of miracles. Jesus has done so many miracles in my life. I mean, it's unreal, the things that Jesus has healed me from. He healed my immune system when I was very little. He healed my kidneys. He healed my hands from warts. He healed me of cancer. He healed me of seizures. He healed me of so many different ailments. And Jesus is going to heal the rest of me. He's going to heal my eyes. He's going to heal everything else. And I know that I will see the work to completion. Jesus started a good work, and he's going to finish it. Yeah, amen. He started a good work, and I will see it to completion. And, of course, listeners, as you believe God with me, I believe God with you. And I want to see you healed. I want to see you prosper. I want to see you make it. I just want to see you be free and healed and delivered and be in a much better place than what you are right now. And so that's why we're called the Miracle Man Show. The Miracle Man Show, because we believe that Jesus does miracles. Amen. And we know that's true. We don't even have to think about it. We just know it, that he does it. And of course, we have to have faith in him that he will do what he said in his word. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right. So, I just bring up something here. So, anyhow, and another thing about this program, I want to encourage you listeners to tell everyone you know how they can be a part. Of course, you can have them go online to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. In the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. You'll see the link that says Living Large. And then you'll see us. You'll see me. And I've been at this for 3.5, going on 4 years. It'll be 4 years on July 25th, also known as Christmas in July. Yep, Christmas in July. And so, you can tell them, like I said, how they can be a part and how they can also listen to this program. Because, of course, we'll believe in God to greatly increase the amount of people who listen to this program. We'll believe in God. And we know that as we believe, that it's going to happen. Amen. So, you know, let me just remind you of something. You know, the word of God, whatsoever you ask for in prayer, believing him for, you shall receive it. Whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, in him, believing in God. You all have to ask it in faith. You can't just be gimme, 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 want, 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 want. Can't be like this silly Christmas song that I've heard a few times where these kids are like, gimme, 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 I want, gimme, 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 bigger, better, more expensive, you know, the, and all that. No, no, no. Like asking Jesus, you can't just be gimme, gimme, gimme. You got to have the faith. Knowing that Jesus is going to do it. Have that faith. And the Bible said that Jesus wants you to have the desires of your heart. As long as they are what God wants you to have. It has to be what God wants for you. Now, if what you want isn't exactly what God wants, then there's going to be some resistance. As in you, so, got to make sure whatever it is that you're asking in prayer is what God wants you to have. But we all know that healing, God always wants us to be healed. You're sick in your body. There's nowhere that I can find where God says, nope, nope, that's not my plan for you. I just want you to stay sick. Nope. Or where he says, I want you to stay bound. I want you to stay bound in your mind. Nope. Jesus doesn't do that. He wants us healed. He wants us delivered. He wants us free. In every area. But when it comes to different, like, big life decisions and different things like that, you got to make sure you're prayed up and make sure that it's what God wants you to do. And I don't mean, now you don't have to do this silly thing of call your pastor when you're about to go buy a new car and ask him what color car you need to get. Then you're just being ridiculous and you're being silly. Isn't that almost ridiculous that people might call their pastor and ask him what color car they should get? That's a bit ridiculous, don't you think? Deanna, don't you think that's ridiculous? I think it's a bit ridiculous. They'll literally call. Some of them might literally call and ask, what color car should I get? I'd be like, if you're really going to call someone and ask them what color car you should get, if anything, call the car dealer. Not your. And even then, they're going to ask you, you know, what you're looking for. What do you want it to look like? And all that kind of stuff. They're not just going to say, go with red. Go with purple, pink, black. Go with this certain SUV. Nope. That's my preference. I mean, go with, you know, it's like, what are you looking for? But as far as it is with everything else, we're talking about more major, like I'm a different decisions, but God wants to help us. God wants us to make it. He truly has our best interest, in our best interests in mind based on what he wants us to have. And I will tell you, I have heard since I was little. Y'all know the phrase, mother knows best, father knows best. you know, and you want to know what? Jesus, the Heavenly Father, totally knows best. He truly knows best. He knows what's best for all of us, and he wants to see us delivered, free, happy, and he cares for us. Oh, then he truly cares. He doesn't just say, oh, I care, and then kind of go off in a I'm so glad that Jesus not only loves us, but he cares about us. He wants to see us make it. He wants to see us prosper. He really does. Jesus said, I wish that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Meaning, where is your soul? That's God. Where is it? So he wants us to be in a good spot with him. Jesus doesn't want to reward you and give you all kinds of blessings if all you do is gossip, talebearer, talk against each other, talk against the church. That's like the mom or dad rewarding a kid who's been behaving very badly lately and takes that child out for ice cream and says, oh, you've been very bad the last couple of days. Oh, by the way, let's go get some ice cream at the place you want to go to. And you get to have the size you want. Uh-uh. Let me just check. All right, what did 10-2? So, couple. Well, first, I want to let you know that the show has been brought to you by your local Dairy Queen, where you can go through the drive-thru of your local Dairy Queen or go inside to pick up an amazing treat, whether it be one of those little ice cream sandwiches, or maybe your go-to is the Blizzard, like mine. And as for the flavor of the Blizzard, you may ask, well, depends on what season it is. Soon, the flavors like the cotton candy will be back in stock. My go-to for the previous couple months had been Snickerdoodle, as the Snickerdoodle Blizzard is out of this world good. I also really like cotton candy. I like this Pop Rocks one that they have. In the summer, it feels like fireworks almost. Like it has that little pop thing. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? A Pop Rocks Blizzard? Oh, it's not interesting. It's awesome. It really is. It is. Pick it up at your local Dairy Queen. And a reminder that in this market, at least the 10th of April is coming up on Saturday. Thank you, Jesus, for that. No, that's nothing spiritual, but, you know, nothing spiritual ice cream, but I'm just glad the 10th is coming. But like I said, as I said, you can go and pick up your Blizzard flavor of choice Price and participation may vary. See store for details. All right. Now, in all seriousness, I want to encourage you to please go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about our book, Rivers of Miracles, the story of a mother whose God she could not see, but strongly believed in him. And it's the story of my life, the story of all the miracles that Jesus has done in my life over the years. Between my birth and age 30. Now I'm a 31-year-old. But Jesus has done so many great things in my life over the years. And I'm just so grateful to him for everything he's done in my life. You can go online to Rivers of Miracles, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com. Find out for more information about the book. Buy the book. You can go buy it on Amazon. You buy everything else on Amazon, it seems like. So, check it out. On Amazon. And the book can be a blessing to you and hopefully encourage you as well. Imran. The other house item that I always try to mention is that if this show has been a blessing to your life at all, please consider sowing a seed. We have a PayPal account where you can go online to paypal.com, and in the search box you type in Rivers Shukla, R-Y-V-E-R-S space Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Give however big of a seed you feel like. Be led by God. Or maybe if you've given before, maybe you feel like going on there at 3 a.m. to give something just to spite the devil. By any means, have at it. Give a seed. Sow a seed. Amen. The verse I'm going to stand on today, therefore my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. Amen. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. Now, the plan for tonight is we're going to sing a couple of songs. Then we're going to go into Acts chapter 2. We're going to talk about being filled with the Spirit and also discuss what happened with these in the house with those 120 people. And we're going to discuss that tonight. Then we have a little bit of sports to get to tonight. I have the college basketball results from last night. And also, the legend of Badu. Our new Tiger star in the making. I'm going to call it the legend of Badu. Kind of like, what's that game called or whatever that so many people like? What is it? Legend of Zelda? What is that thing called? Legend of Zelda or what is that? But anyhow, yeah, I'm calling this, I think it is Legend of Zelda. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? So I'm calling this whole thing Legend of Badu. And what is this? This works good, too. What did Badu do? What did Badu do? Now, it's only going to be mentioned if he did something really good, like, you know, hit a good home run, you know, a walk-off home run, you know, something like that. No, I'm not saying what he, did or didn't do. You have to listen to the end of the program to find out. Just saying. But at least it's making Tiger baseball flashy again. And we'll talk about that later. But for now, I want you to enter in. Get ready to receive from the Lord. And let the Lord minister unto you. All the way, I'm going all the way, all the way, I'm going all the way, all the way, I'm going all the way, I'm going all the way. The Lord, I've made my decision, I'm going all the way, I've made my choice, I'm going all the way, I've made my decision, I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way with the Lord. All the way. I'm going all the way. All the way. I'm going all the way. All the way. I'm going all the way, I'm going all the way with the Lord, I'm going all the way with the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am, here I stand, Lord, my Lord. fill my life, all I like, as a living sacrifice. I give myself away, Lord. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away, Lord. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am. Here I am. Lord, I place my meek your hand. All my dreams, all my needs, Lord, I'm longing to see your desires revealed in me. I give myself away, Lord. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, Lord, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away, Lord. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own, to you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own, to you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own, to you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own, to you I belong. I give myself to you. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh Lord, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. shine upon you, be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace. Oh, Lord, bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 Lord, bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations in your family and your children and your children. And their children, may his presence go before you and behind you and beside you and within you, all around you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening, and your coming and your going, and your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. 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 Yes. Amen. 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 May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and their children and their children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and within and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you. He is with you. In the morning, in the evening, in your coming, in your going, in your weeping and rejoicing, he is for you. 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 Yes. Amen. 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 Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace. May his favor again, may his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning and your the evening and your coming and your going and your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. 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 Yeah. He is for you. He is for you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are for us. You are for us. You are with us. You go before us, behind us, beside us, all around us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your hand is upon us, that you go with us wherever we go. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we would always look to you in the time of need. We would always look to you in the time of need, not to other things to give us the answers. You, Lord Jesus, are the answer. You're the answer. And I just thank you, Lord God, that we would recognize that you are the answer. You are the way maker. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. That your hand is on our life. And it's great to be a Christian. It's great to serve you, Jesus. It's so great. And I'm grateful to you, Jesus, that you are my Lord. So grateful to you for that. And I am truly humbled by you, Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful word tonight. As we study your word, that these listeners would receive from you what you have for them to receive tonight, that we would be changed as a result of this word tonight. That when the broadcast is over, that we won't leave the same way we tuned in. That we will leave changed because of you, Jesus. And I just give you praise and honor and glory for that. And now I make my confession over this program, Lord God. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, that increases in listenership come to this program, that finances come into this program, and most important of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program in Jesus' matchless name. Amen and amen. Let's make our confession, listeners, because we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a religious book to me. And it's more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And I want to encourage you before we open up the word tonight, I want to encourage you to please follow along. Whatever I do here in my house, you do wherever you are. So just feel free. Whatever I do, you do. I sing, you sing. I clap, you clap. Whatever I do, I say for you listeners to say amen. Then, listeners, I hope that you do and say by faith, you know, that I can hear your amen. Amen. Go with me, please, to Acts chapter 2. Praise God, Acts chapter 2. Going to find that certain verse in Acts 1, but you're going to Acts 2, and I'm going to refer to this verse in Acts 1. It's after the resurrection. Praise God. More said Peter, it is written in the book of Psalms, in a place to be deserted, let there be no one to dwell in it, but may no other take his place. Therefore, it is necessary. But Jesus went in and out. He's taking front, not one of these men. Who were chosen to take over belongings because lot. What it says there in that Acts 1, it says, it is written, you shall receive power. Power. And you will be my witnesses, Judea and the end of the earth. And here has Miriam seen this? He's taken it to heaven. And then it says, Sabbath day's walk. Jesus was alive. He knew God on the occasion while he was with them. He gave them this command and he said, do not leave Jerusalem. Your father, he heard me speak about John baptized with water, used to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Verse 6. So when they met together, they asked him, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom? He said to them, not knowing the authority. It is not known, Acts 1:7, the times or the date that the Father has sent. By his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Our found Acts 1, 8 and 9. Now, I trust that you're in Acts 2. We're going to Acts 2. Because I just felt like in order for you to see where we were going tonight, that it made sense to start with Acts 1, 8 to 9. So we're going to Acts 2. And I'm going to begin with verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, when the day, let's try this again. We're going to start it right. Acts 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galilean? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language?" Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them. And they said, "They've had too much wine." Verse 14. Then Peter stood up. Then Peter stood up with the 11, and he raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It is only 9 in the morning. No. Instead, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. That means everybody. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in these days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verse 22. Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him. And you yourselves know this man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge. And you, with the help of wicked men, you put him to death by nailing him to the cross. So, you know, we just came through Easter. We just celebrated Jesus dying on the cross for us and his resurrection. Nailed to the cross. Verse 24. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said about him, I saw the Lord already before me, because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad. My tongue rejoices. My body also will live in hope, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Brothers, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet, and he knew that God had promised him that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned by the grave, nor did his body see decay. God had raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of that fact. Exalted by the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and he has poured out what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, the Lord said to my Lord, at my right hand, while I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart. And they said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, What shall we do? What do we do? Help. Because then they were saying like, Peter, what do we do? Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all who the Lord our God will call. With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. Verse 42 now. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. They devoted themselves to the word and prayer, to the word and prayer, to the word and prayer. Just wanted to make sure you had that. I wasn't trying to be like the little repeat thing that you see. I did not get stuck. No. Verse 43. They devoted themselves to the breaking of bread and to prayer, and everyone was filled with awe. And many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods. They gave to anyone as he needed. That would include women. He gave to anyone as he had need. Every day, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes, and they ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily who were being saved. Powerful chapter. Anointed. I didn't just make that noise for effect by any means. But so, chapter 1, verse 9, Jesus said, you shall receive power from the Holy Spirit. You'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's what Jesus was telling the disciples. So then, in chapter 2, Peter, let's back it up to the start of chapter 2. At the start of chapter 2, what is going on is that there is the sound of a mighty rushing wind that fills the whole place where they were sitting. Folks, that noise was not a rainstorm or one of these crazy windstorms or something like that that you might have heard at your church while you were in the church in the morning or evening service that you might have heard on the roof. That might have been a rainstorm or whatever. But this sound filled the whole place where they were sitting. And tongues came, tongues of fire came, and came on all of them. They were speaking in tongues. Some people were amazed, others were mocking it. But you want to know what they were doing? They were speaking in tongues. They were speaking in tongues. You know why they were speaking in tongues? They were filled with the Holy Spirit. They had gotten filled with the Holy Spirit. They had gotten filled with the Holy Spirit. A little while later, people are saying, you know, oh, some people are saying, oh, all these people, they're, you know, oh, the stuff that they're saying, oh, they're drunk. Peter says, folks, these people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. These people are filled with the Holy Spirit. Then he refers to where it is written, where God says, in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit upon all people. I will pour out my Spirit upon all people. Referring to God will. They will speak in manners of tongues. And I will do many miracles, wonders from heaven above, signs on the earth below. And he talks about all that stuff, and then he rebukes those who were mocking it. And he was explaining to those people, you know, and you folks chose to have Jesus crucified. He died on the cross. And now is raised from the dead. He's in heaven. Like I said a few minutes ago, we just had Resurrection Sunday 2 days ago. So it's good that we read this chapter. It gave us that reminder. And then he's talking to all these people, revealing things to them. And then the people ask him, what do we do, Peter? Because they know they're not right. And he says, repent and be baptized, all of you. Then you can be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then 3,000 people were added to their number. 3,000. And then these people all gathered together daily. They had everything in common. And they committed themselves to to the breaking of bread and prayer, to communion and prayer. They committed themselves to prayer. Every day they met in the temple courts. In other words, they had church daily. Daily church. Oh, and some Christians, they go to church like, you know, once every 4 weeks, once every 6 weeks. Yeah, I come when I feel like it. I don't come when I don't feel like it. Maybe, you know, you're a creaster. Oh, what's that? Someone who only goes to church on Christmas and Easter Sundays only, no other time ever. No, the Bible says, and they came together daily, and they gave to each other as each other had need, and they helped each other, they loved each other, they got along with each other. You know, they got along with each other. They didn't talk against each other. They didn't sit there and complain and say, oh, by the way, Sunday morning, I left the church early, and I don't think I'm going to come back at all because my pastor went until 12:03, and I have to be out of the church at 11:50. Because I have things that I must go do. Just using examples of how it can go. Or excuses people make, which really there is that many excuses. But this Holy Spirit, you can have the Holy Spirit working in your life. And I asked him into my heart. I got filled with the Holy Spirit when I was young, like 8. When I was about 4. I believe. It was when I accepted Jesus into my heart. A few years later, I decided I wanted to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then I was. In order to be filled with the Spirit, you have to first ask Jesus Christ to come and be the Lord of your life. Because if you don't know Jesus, then praying in tongues, shake him a shizramana, slake him a hondrimana, shizramana, shizramana, shake him a hondrimana, lena namana, speaking in tongues, like I was just doing. To those of you who don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you may sit there and be like, oh, what on earth was that? What is that? But if you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and then you get to where you understand it, you get filled with the Holy Spirit, then you understand what being filled with the Holy Spirit is about. It's about God doing miracles through you. God wants to be able to use you. He wants to be able to use you. He wants to be able to use you. No, I'm not a broken record. I wanted you to get it. I just don't want listeners thinking, oh, that guy's a robot. The Miracle Man's now the Robot Man. No. You don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Ask the Lord to come into your heart right now. It takes 15 seconds to pray the prayer. It's painless. It costs you no money. Oh, and by the way, not only is it painless, it takes pain away. It takes pain away. Then after you know Him as your Lord and Savior, then you can get filled with the Holy Spirit. And you can be fire baptized. And it's talking about the fire of the Holy Ghost. It's not man-made fire. No. It's not talking about man-made fire. And I don't want to hear stories of my listeners just going into these places. Going into these places yelling fire. No, 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 no. Uh-uh. Fire of the Holy Ghost. With the Holy Ghost and fire. The Holy Ghost and power. Yes. You shall receive power from the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this wonderful word tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that for you, Holy Spirit, working in us, that you are working on the inside of us. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit that represents so many great things for us. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you would just make yourself known to us in ways that we don't know. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we would build ourselves up in you, Jesus. We would build up our spirit man by praying in tongues. In Jesus' name, amen, and amen, and amen. 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 And something I want to mention before I get into sports is that, you know, where the anointing is, there is the presence of God. Let me say it this way. The anointing is the presence of God. And the presence of God is the anointing. From Mark T. Barclay, my pastor, said at a Holy Spirit conference years ago, said multiple times since then. And so There's no presence of God without the anointing. And without the anointing, there's no presence of God. So in other words, if there's no anointing, there's basically no, like God's not there at that level, like his presence. So, obviously, we want the power of God to be there. Amen, and amen, and amen. Now, last night, the Baylor Bears beat the Gonzaga Bulldogs 81-65 in Indianapolis. I picked Gonzaga. Though I wanted Baylor, I picked Gonzaga. Gonzaga was undefeated. I thought they were going to do it just like a few years ago when Kentucky was undefeated. I picked Kentucky and they didn't win. This time, Gonzaga did win. And I wanted Gonzaga to win. No, excuse me. I said that wrong. This time Baylor did win. I wanted Baylor to win, even though I picked, like I said, I picked Gonzaga. You say, why do you want Baylor, not Gonzaga? Other than being from the state of Texas. Well, in this case, Baylor was, you could say, an underdog, even though they were a one seed. Just as Gonzaga was a one seed. Gonzaga had lost 0 games. Baylor had lost 2 games. Two. Michigan, on the other hand, has lost 6. And late last season, before the tournament got canceled, Baylor was a favored team. So it was possible you could have had Gonzaga-Baylor last year, too. It was possible. But you didn't. All right. Tigers. Monday they did end up playing. The Tigers played, but it was delayed a bit. They lost 15-6. They had been down 15-2, but oh, you got Badu in the lineup? He hits the grand slam. Bottom of the ninth. 2 outs. 15-6 instead of 15-2. And it still led for some excitement as it made it 15-6. Then today, this afternoon, the Tigers won again today. They played today. And what does Badu do today? Oh, he hits a walk-off home run to get the Tigers a victory. As in all 3 of the games that Badu has started, he hits a home run. When they need it. Here's my good name for him. Badu that comes through. Badu that comes through. I like that. I love that. And he's just a rookie, too. And it's just amazing to see what he's been able to do. 3 home runs already. 3 in 3 starts. And had he not started, they could have sent him to Minnesota. All right. Until tomorrow, God first, God always. So long, everybody.